So as some of you know, we've been recording our homilies and posting them on the website. So there's some advantages to that. There are also some disadvantages. I found out exactly how long my homilies are each week. And Father Peter was very merciful last week, and my homily was 9 minutes longer than his. So I'm going to try to make up for that slightly today. Jesus talks about the small and the great. That's one of his favorite themes. It's one of his recurrent themes, right? It appears throughout his life, his teachings, right? Today, we heard him tell us about if someone is trustworthy in small matters, we know that they're going to be trustworthy in great matters. He had taught us about faith the size of a mustard seed, the smallest act of faith. If it is given and entrusted to the Lord, that small seed can grow into the greatest of all plants and provide shelter for all the birds of the sky, he said. He talks about the one who makes himself small is the one who will be great. The one who humbles himself is the one who will be exalted. So many times he teaches and shows us that reality in his life. We also heard from St. Paul that the sacrifice of the one, which from a certain perspective you would say that it's a small thing, gains the ransom for all. The sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice of Jesus, wins the ransom for all of us from the slavery of sin. So this teaching, this theme, is one of the favorites, a recurrent theme in Jesus. And it strikes me that for us, if we'd make a small act of faith, God can do tremendous things. Do you remember that man who wanted his son healed, and Jesus asked him, well, do you believe that this can happen? And he says, I believe. Help my unbelief. Okay? Even that small act of faith was rewarded with the miracle that man was seeking. Okay? It's like taking a pilgrimage, right? You might think about it a lot. You know, I want to go to the Holy Land. I want to see the sights of Jesus. And you might spend a lot of time just thinking about it. But to take the first step is the hardest thing and the most important. And once we've taken one step, it's much more likely that we'll take the next. And as we go along the pilgrimage, and the further along we go, the more likely it is, the more habituated we are to continue to make those small acts of faith, to take the next step. We, in a few hours, will be receiving the bishop who will consecrate, dedicate our new chapel, our adoration chapel. And it was only 15 months ago that a donor came to me with great trepidation to say, I have this idea, I'd like to do something for the parish. And I, with great trepidation, was thinking, well, how in the world are we going to get this accomplished? How is it going to happen? But the donor's act of faith and the act of faith on the part of the parish, in a short amount of time, has produced such a beautiful, wonderful fruit, right? That's what happens when we trust the Lord. That's what happens when we make that small gift, that small act of faith. He takes over and he accomplishes the rest for us. Now, there was a recent survey that came out among Catholics. This happens every year or two, the Pew Research Survey. And one of the questions they were asking active Catholics was whether they believed that Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist. Only 1 in 3 practicing Catholics responded yes to that question. Only 1 in 3. Saddest news that I've heard in a long time about the church. That includes all of the terrible, terrible things. Why? Because the Eucharist is the heart of it all. It's the source and the summit of our faith that Jesus is truly present here, right? It's why I'm a priest. It's why I'm willing to give my life. And it saddens me that so many Catholics don't recognize this beautiful, beautiful gift. So how do we, if we're struggling to have faith in that, that beautiful reality that Jesus gave us. This is my body, this is my blood. How do we get there? Well, if Jesus is telling us today, and that applies here, a small act of faith can reap a great reward. To just say, Jesus, I don't know if I believe, but help me believe. Or Jesus, show me. Fill me with true faith that you're here, that it's you who comes to us on these altars in our churches. Show me your true presence. Increase my faith. That small act, that small faithfulness to the Lord will be rewarded with a tremendous faith. Or even better, when we have adoration this week, pop in and spend time with the Lord. Spend time in his presence. That gift, that small gift, will reap tremendous rewards. Small things, great results. That's the way that God works. So let's give him our hearts today. Give him that gift, and he will not disappoint. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages,